How do you learn best? By doing? By observing? According to Robbie Littlefield, in Tlingit culture, you don't really have a choice.
You got to watch for a while if you're going to learn the traditional way. You watch for since you're a little kid. But then at some point, you're expected to pick up the knife and just be perfect because you've been watching so long.
20-some years ago, Robbie Littlefield co-founded Dog Point Fish Camp with her husband, John, to teach community members traditional Tlingit ways. But no such camp existed when it was her time to learn.
I married into a Tlingit family, and my mother-in-law wouldn't let me touch the fish for a long time. I got the jobs like, oh, go get some fresh water. Oh, we need some coffee. Bring some salt water up the beach at low tide. So I think it was 2 years before my mother-in-law trusted me with a knife. We were all working late at night because we had a real extra big batch of fish. She figured, okay, well, we're all tired. She might as well jump in. And she let me pick up a knife and start cutting fish.
These days, Robbie Littlefield is an expert slicer of salmon fillets. She's also fluent in Tlingit and comfortably regales campers with stories and songs that the culture has passed on for generations. In teaching others these things, she has had to make some adjustments, though.
Too much anymore these days. People don't have the opportunity to watch for years, and so we've developed a smoking style that people can learn to kipper fish like this. This is very untraditional style, but it's fast, it's easy, and it's very forgiving. So if people make a mistake, you just put it on the rack and smoke it anyway.
Then again, some aspects of her technique are just as traditional as the skills she teaches.
You got to be willing to let them make a few little mistakes. That's how you learn, though. You make mistakes sometimes. That's what the old-time uncles used to do. The elders, they would watch the young men, and they would let them make mistakes, and then they'd show them the right way, and then they'd help them grow by letting them learn the hard way sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as you're safe.
Sometimes Littlefield sees dramatic results.
A lot of times the work ethic of people that come out to camp changes by the end of camp. You'll notice that through watching and role modeling, they learn how to work. And the work ethic of finishing a job when you start it. You don't stop in the middle of putting the fish up or you'll lose it. You have to finish the job. That's the work ethic that I was indoctrinated under.
By definition, Dog Point Fish Camp is a departure from tradition. Historically, Tlingit elders have passed on knowledge informally to their children and grandchildren. Pat Alexander, who is Tlingit, says that's increasingly rare.
Some ways of culture can only be learned through doing. And I think Robbie and John Littlefield and their families have made a commitment to perpetuating the culture by teaching younger people how to do these things in a manner that they were taught by their grandparents. I think there was a time when every young person was taught these things by their family, but with the stresses on economy and sometimes both parents working or single parent families where they have more than one job, not everyone is able to teach their children and their grandchildren how to do these things. So we're really fortunate that they're willing to share and bring other culture bearers out here that can teach us the ways of the Tlingit people.
The camp demographics also stray from the norm. Both native and non-native people attend. Pat Alexander, who has attended the camp several times, learned many of the skills as a kid. But then there are campers like 11-year-old Kaya Dugay, for whom everything is new.
I don't know much. I didn't know much about tribal plants and gathering methods and stuff. And then when I came here, I learned a lot more.
Pat Alexander says the reasons people decide to come don't matter.
These things are here for everyone to learn, and I'm pleased that everyone is here working together. We're happy and we're joyful as we're doing these things. I think that's as it should be.
In between instructions on how to kipper fish and tie kelp are times like this one in which everyone's gathered around the fire, transfixed as Robbie Littlefield tells an old Tlingit story.
As he looked around the village, he could see people that look so familiar.
Regardless of your learning style, it's simply hard to resist a good story.
Like they were well fed, And in the same village, there were other people that looked like...
In Sitka, I'm Andy McDaniel.
A normal thing to see in a Tlingit community village.